This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Dan. Dan Conan.
And as promised, I want to get into this article from MSNBC because I love everything about it. COVID booster shots are coming. And the world isn't happy. The Biden
administration.
I know, those poor people.
Yeah.
The world may be happy or unhappy. I don't really know, but it seems that this particular author, whether she wants to admit it or not, or he, the name is Hayes, so it could go either way, and plus it's MSNBC, so it could be Z or whatever. So the Biden administration announced Wednesday that for Americans who have already received both shots of the Moderna or Pfizer COVID vaccines, a third booster shot will be available starting September the 20th.
Will be available. Now, is he...
It means they're authorizing them to begin on September the 20th. But right now, a booster shot is not authorized.
But no one's come out and says that you have to get this thing in order to be... Because here's the big...
September.
Israel is already allowing booster shots and to be fully vaccinated.
Well, that's
Israel
where I was,
now,
that's
you do
where
have
I was
to
going
have three
with
shots. Yes.
Correct. What is fully vaccinated now the boosters are available?
But, you know, what if you just now get the second shot?
Mm-hmm. And what if you Johnson & Johnson? The bad news bears on the bench.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would be your second shot.
Which, by the way, if anyone is going to get any of this nonsense, go with the Johnson & Johnson. If you have to do this because you want to get on a plane and you want to go on a cruise with your mom,
go with the old school.
Don't go with this new crap. Just let the guinea pigs work it out, and we'll see what happens in 5 years.
The announcement wasn't necessarily a surprise. The administration already gave the green light for immunocompromised people to get their extra doses several days ago. In essence, though, the U.S. government has taken a weighty moral decision, one with an international impact, and tossed it into the laps of its people. So rather than making a weighty moral decision of its own accord, the U.S. government said, no, the people are going to make this decision. And this
that's
author,
not what they said.
No, that's not at all what they said, but that's how this author portrays it, and this author thinks that's a negative thing to do. I, for one, think it would be better for the people to make their own decisions, but hey, whatever. I know what I'm going to do, but I'm still trying to work out how I feel about it. When the vaccines were first authorized for emergency use in December, a basic economic conflict was at work. The demand, especially in those early days, drastically outstripped the extremely limited supply. Stories abounded of people lying about pre-existing conditions and comorbidities, flying overseas to access other countries' supply, pulling strings and all manner of other shenanigans just to get dosed. That's sad. I didn't read any articles about that at the time.
There were lots of them. Couples flying to Canada to get a shot. Yeah, and, but all rich people got it early on.
Sure.
And they probably got the good stuff, too.
What do you mean?
The stuff that's the good, clean stuff.
Oh.
The placebos.
But by early May, the paradigm had flipped. Thanks to political misinformation, economic hurdles, and downright lack of interest, the U.S. vaccine supply exceeded and still exceeds demand. But as the Delta variant of the coronavirus has surged, and as new evidence shows that the efficacy of vaccines is waning over time, the country's public health agencies...
Because it's not a vaccine.
Yeah, hello, Israel. Over almost 80% vaccinated, and they're going... Cases are out of control as
we
speak.
Aren't they having to toss out some of these vaccines because they've gotten to their shelf life, essentially? They're too old.
I think I heard something about that recently.
Yeah.
I do have a story about Israel coming up later because, yes, they do have one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, and it doesn't seem to be helping.
No.
The data...
Iceland as well.
Yes. The data the CDC released Wednesday, quote, stopped short of proving that a third dose would be any more effective in preventing severe outcomes than the current two-dose series.
But you should get one anyway.
Yes.
So
the data basically does not say that a third dose would be more effective. Instead, the plan from the CDC, the FDA, and the National Institute of Health is meant to be, quote, an offensive move against COVID-19 in advance of winter. So they're hoping that it's going to be more effective because that's all they've got.
Right. They're admitting the evidence doesn't show it. But go ahead, cross your fingers, and dose up because we said so.
Yep. And keep buying, keywords there, buying our vaccine. Taxpayers, yes. Taxpayers, by the way, buying Pfizer's vaccine and Moderna and whoever else.
Well, now it's probably going to be only Pfizer because Moderna doesn't have the approval. Pfizer just got theirs. I mean, they might get it next week. Who knows? But for now, I don't think they're going to be able to offer the Moderna vaccine.
I think they still can because it's still authorized under emergency use.
Okay.
But I don't know. But that would make total sense in a vacuum. No, it wouldn't make sense in a vacuum for the government to be recommending people get a third shot when it has no evidence that a third dose is any more effective in preventing severe outcomes than the current two-dose series. As the author of this article just admitted, that's straight from the CDC, and then suddenly, well, that would make total sense in a vacuum, but it doesn't. That is, if the pandemic were limited to the U.S. After all, with over 300 million people, the vast majority of whom are eligible to be vaccinated, that's a lot of potential hosts for the Delta variant to spread and perhaps further mutate. Better to play it safe than to play catch-up again this winter, that thinking goes.
There's already headlines about a new variant that's supposed to be worse than Delta.
I knew they were coming.
Oh, yeah,
it was coming. Obviously, because that's how colds work.
Yeah.
But the global demand for vaccines has stayed high, and that's where the morality of this policy is on shaky grounds. COVAX, the UN-backed vaccine distribution program, has shipped out 209 million doses of vaccine to 138 countries, which sounds impressive until you remember that even last month, before the booster shot announcement, it was predicted that most low-income countries wouldn't get enough doses until 2023. We're planning to hand out extra life jackets to people who already have life jackets while we're leaving other people to drown without a single life jacket. The fact that they're comparing these to life jackets when life jackets work. I even have a life jacket for my dog. They work. You can physically watch a life jacket working.
But also, most people don't need a life jacket because with an immune system, effectively, you can swim. Like,
yes.
Your body
also
can take care
point.
Of itself. You don't need all this scaredy cat stuff.
And or in another analogy, you're always swimming in the short end of the pool.
Yeah, also true.
So you're good to go.
You can just stand up.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I know.
Right.
Just like that meme with the guy drowning and he's sitting on the bottom of the floor with his face coming out of the water.
I haven't seen that.
It's ridiculous.
There's a bit of the Titanic's first steerage class never energy to this plan. Here we are in a country, even before the vaccines were manufactured, hoarded the vast majority of them in production by buying up enough doses for everyone in the world's third most populous country. And even as tens of thousands of doses have begun to expire for lack of willing recipients, there are still people who refuse to believe that we've even struck an iceberg. So she's also not happy about the lack of willing recipients. Meanwhile, African health officials have said that fewer than 2% of the people on the world's second largest continent are fully vaccinated. We have people in sizable numbers who have zero protection, said Ruth
Hayden. But yet we're not hearing about massive deaths on the African continent.
Exactly. By the way, I have an article from Quartz. Why has COVID-19 had less of an impact on Africa? And it goes down the list of reasons why they think Africa hasn't been affected. But I'm thinking
that sounds like it'll be fun to get into.
Mm. Right. Well, let's put that on the burner then.
Yeah. So this brings us all back to the administration's decision to promote third doses in a country that doesn't have a federal vaccination mandate. Just as there's no overarching rule that demands that Americans get either of the first two shots, there's nothing saying people will have to get their booster doses either. And some experts, including MSNBC columnist...
Well, there's not nothing. There are government mandates, not federal, but there are, you know, Los Angeles County, the San Francisco, the, let's see, New York City. I mean, there's all kinds of cities that are starting
sure.
to mandate
But
vaccines.
She wants a federal one.
I know, that's what she wants. She's acting like there's nothing out there that's incentivizing people to get this thing. There's
sure.
all kinds of, not just carrots, but sticks out there that the government is using.
However, speaking of success, I saw in the Keene Sentinel today that Keene State College cannot require vaccinations for their students because of the recent legislation passed in New Hampshire.
Public places. Yes. They get public money, so they're public.
So they wanted to require vaccinations. And thanks to the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, they weren't allowed to. There's more coming up from MSNBC. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit surprised to see night number two of being back on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, given that how ready they have been in the past to hand out content strikes over, quote, medical misinformation. Of course, they're not alone. Twitch is also doing it. DLive seems fairly not heavy-handed.
Have we been struck by Twitch over that?
Not over that.
Okay.
No. But we were struck.
But you've heard that they're doing that on Twitch?
Twitch? No.
Oh, okay.
But they censor for other reasons. I mean, that's one of the reasons we expected to get hit on Twitch, is because we're doing the show topless.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they were doing so-called medical misinformation on Twitch. It is Amazon, after all.
But they're censoring everywhere for all manner of reasons. It's a really good time to get away from that. So if you're a content creator, you might want to check out Odyssey. We have a channel there. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. There, we can't be censored. So even if Twitch takes us down, YouTube takes us down, Facebook takes us down, we're still over at video.freetalklive.com. There, you can find the full history, I think, of video shows on Library, and Odyssey is the front-facing.
I don't know if it's full. I mean, we've been streaming for a long time, and I don't know if there's any full history of videos, but it's a good one. It's a lengthy one.
Yeah, but it's years worth at the very least. Sure.
How when you guys connected to that, did they just sucked up your YouTube account, or
you had to
upload each one individually?
So easy. No, that would be insane.
I know, right? I saw that. I was like, holy crap! How did all these episodes get on
the
Library?
Yeah, no, the whole Freekeen channel's up there too, with like, you know, 1,000 videos or whatever. So that's the cool thing about Odyssey, is now when you sign up for your Odyssey account, because as a user, you still need, like with YouTube, you have to have an account to have subscriptions and to comment and things like that. So when you sign up at odyssee.com,
yeah, weird spelling,
or just go to video.freetalklive.com. When you sign up there, it's a checkbox right when you first sign up, is I have a YouTube account and I'd like to ingest my videos into Odyssey, and then they take you through whatever. It's super easy, the steps. You like, you know, authorize your Google account with them, and then boom, the ingestion starts, and it can take, I think, upwards of a week. Like if you've got a big channel with a lot of videos on it, it takes time, right? Like they literally have to copy over all the MP4 files from the back end of YouTube and put in all the descriptions. So it gets done. And then at that point, if you continue posting to YouTube, then they will ingest each file as it gets posted to YouTube. So you're constantly mirrored.
Vice versa? Odyssey to
Is that still set up? If so, isn't Odyssey receiving two copies of each of our videos?
I turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you already thought about that.
Since we're doing Odyssey directly now, we're streaming to Odyssey, we take the time to actually kind of customize the Odyssey file every night with a show description. We don't take the time to do that on YouTube, but we do it on Odyssey, so...
Well, why do it when YouTube's ultimately going to just shut us down?
Yeah, it's not worth the time.
Right. But let's go to the phones. We have Jeanette calling from San Diego. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jeanette.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, before I forget, I just want to say thank you to Free Talk Live. This is one of the things that's helped to keep me sane for the last year and a half. So thank you for keeping from not going crazy.
Wow, you're welcome. Thank you for listening.
I want to talk about how to be friends with people who are still afraid of COVID. I have a group of high school friends that I've been friends with for almost 20 years. And because of COVID, we haven't really hung out. They've been afraid. Cases are high. Whatever. We were supposed to hang out in December 2020, but they're like, oh, cases are still high. We're not vaccinated yet. Let's keep doing virtual hangouts. I said, okay, bye.
Jesus, that was around the time that we threw a New Year's Eve party.
Right? Are these friends local? Are these friends local? Do you have to drive to them?
No, we all live here in San Diego.
So you're having... video conferencing with your friends who just basically live across the street?
Well, San Diego's a fairly big city.
But it is California.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So we finally hung out again in May 2021. They wore their masks. I didn't. Hung out again in July. They wore their masks. I didn't. And then we hung out again this last weekend. And then a couple of hours before we were supposed to hang out, one of my friends said, cases are still high, so just so you know, I'm going to wear my mask. I'm like, okay, whatever, cool. And then about an hour before we hung out, she messaged me and she said, I just wanted to ask, are you vaccinated? And I said, no, I'm not. And then she asked, would you mind wearing your mask? And I said, yes, I would. I'm not sick. I'm not around. I haven't been around anyone that's been sick. I'm not wearing my mask. And
I'm sure that did not go over very well.
It went over better than I thought. I'm sure she probably thought that I was going to say, oh, sure, yes, no problem. Mm. But no, I am done with wearing my mask besides what I absolutely have to, which is at work. And yeah, so we all hung out. Like I said, they wore their masks. I didn't. I just try to avoid the subject of COVID.
Your friends are asking you whether or not you're vaccinated.
Well, it's social pressure. I mean, it's not surprising. These, you know, people know that if they use social pressure, that they're going to get some percentage of their friends who were sticks in the mud to move.
But in this circumstance, if you are a rock and you stand up for what you believe, and hey, look, I'm not sick. I haven't been around when I'm sick. This is dumb. I mean, she didn't yell at you or anything. She didn't unfriend you. So obviously, she is willing to deal with you,
which is good.
Correct. So are you asking how to deal with your friends, or are you telling us how to deal with friends?
No, I'm asking how do I deal with it? Because now, and then the next day they said, oh, you know what? Since cases are still high, I think we should go back to doing virtual hangouts.
The cowardice.
So I'm just like at an impasse because at this point I know I'm never going to get vaccinated.
Sure.
You know what? You might be in the wrong state. What's keeping you there?
I know. That's what my husband said you guys were going to say when I called.
yes.
You can hang out with your friends virtually from New Hampshire.
I know. You are already... That is your only connection with your friends these days is virtual. So you might as well move. And maybe you'll meet some people who are not on that same fence.
Well, she was saying something about you signed Free State. What were you saying there?
Yeah, I did sign the Free State Project way back in the day in
2013.
And then I got married and I had kids and... My whole family is out here, and my husband's family's out here. We are thinking of moving, but I told them the farthest I'll go is Arizona. That's still a 5-hour drive from here.
Well, you know they say New Hampshire is the number one place in the United States to raise a family.
If it wasn't for my parents and my husband's parents, I would be on the next plane to New Hampshire because I cannot take any more of this.
Plus, I mean, I saw an article today in the Keene Sentinel that said that KSC, that's Keene State College here in Keene, they wanted to have a vaccination requirement for their students, but because of legislation that was passed largely as a result of Liberty representatives that are here as part of the Free State Project, they're not able to do that. So Keene State College, they want a vaccine requirement, but New Hampshire already beat them to it. So no, government can't do that.
No government vaccine mandates in New Hampshire.
Which includes colleges and schools. A hell of a success, and I was happy to read it. Thank you, Jeanette, for the call.
And we're just getting started.
Get out of that hellhole, girl.
Yep. More coming up here from this hysterical person at MSNBC. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden doing his best to take the focus off the crisis in Afghanistan and put it on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill of social investments.
We are a step closer to truly investing in the American people, positioning our economy for long-term growth, and building an America that outcompetes the rest of the world. My goal is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down. And that's what we're on our way of doing.
Biden's comments come as House Democrats advance that $3.5 trillion bill. The National Rifle Association is canceling their convention next month in Houston, Texas, due to COVID-19. In a statement, the NRA saying that a spike in cases would have made it impossible for attendees to get the full experience. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House COVID-19 response team is holding a press briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients giving an update on how many Americans have received the vaccine.
We have made remarkable progress on vaccinations in just 7 months, with more than 200 million Americans now with at least their first shot and 171 million Americans fully vaccinated.
House Republican leaders are continuing to criticize President Biden for abandoning Americans in Afghanistan.
We've been asking President Biden how many Americans were abandoned behind enemy lines. They won't even give us that basic answer.
Speaking on Capitol Hill, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise saying they're working to make sure every American who has been stranded behind enemy lines is returned home. The Louisiana Republican saying the Taliban has now control of the country and access to American equipment because of Biden's failed policy. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in, talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Troy, who is tonight's amplifier. That means that Troy is a member of the AMP program. You can find all about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Because it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value having a libertarian radio show that allows you to call in and express your opinions on national radio, you might consider joining. That's amp.freetalklive.com. $5 gets you in. It comes with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only Facebook group. But really, the reason you should join is because you value the show and you want us reaching a larger audience. So thank you so much, Troy, for the contributions, and we hope you continue amplifying. Speaking of taking calls from people, we do have callers on the line. We've got Chris calling from Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Aria and Conan, the Barbarian.
Libertarian.
There as well. of course. My apologies. And Ian Freeman, I love that name. I always come back to it. It sort of means I am free man, if
Thanks,
you really
man.
Break
I appreciate
it down,
it.
Which is cool. But I'm more excited about something. I think, Ian, you know what I'm about to say, because this is, I am a lover of the Topless Tuesdays, and I'll tell you what, I thought it was never coming back. You guys told me it was never coming back. I had given up on it, and then I tune in, and what do I see? It's Topless Tuesdays, baby!
Man, I'm glad somebody likes it. I don't think we ever said it was never coming back. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, it is our second most watched night.
I promise you, Ian, you said that. I promise you said that, Ian. It's a big part of my life, Topless Tuesdays. I would even check all the weather patterns in New Hampshire because you told me it was a weather issue. You said, oh, it's too cold now. So I checked the weather patterns and it got hot and you didn't bring the Topless Tuesdays back. And I thought, why is he lying to me?
Maybe it's not coming back this year because it's about 6 months out of the year where it's just not.
It ain't gonna happen.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, maybe that's what I meant.
But that's what he tried to tell me before Conan, but all I don't know.
Well, for a while last year, it was just me and Conan on Tuesdays, and Conan, whether or not he was topless, I wasn't going to be then, for whatever reason.
If I could go topless, I'm going topless. All right, so what's going on, man?
Topless Tuesdays are back. I love topless.
I'm going to have to hear about you, man. Thank you so much for the support. That wasn't what you called in about tonight, though. Is it gone?
There was some sort of yelling at the last bit of that. I don't know what it was.
Well, I'm assuming he's gone. But, hey, yeah, I'm glad he's... Chris, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Where was he calling from?
Florida.
Watch.freetalklive.com will take you right to the live stream. So there's video.freetalklive.com that takes you to our channel on Odyssey, so you can watch past episodes. And if we are live, there's usually a link there. But if you just want to go straight to the live feed, watch.freetalklive.com will take you right to it.
Where does that go to?
The Odyssey live stream.
Oh, okay, I got you. Video goes to the...
The channel.
Okay, gotcha.
Because if he's from Florida, that's where Ian and I grew up. Aria, you Mississippi.
Sure.
8 months out of the year, I was just shorts. So, I mean, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this guy's infatuation with nipples.
Yeah, he likes what he likes.
Unless that's why he moved to Florida, just so he can see it 8 months out of the year. Hmm.
Well, we also have CW calling from California, listening on K-Talks, also affiliated with K-Talks, if I remember correctly. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Are you with us?
Muted.
No, he's not muted.
CW.
We'll come back to that. We'll give our old favorite James a shot here if he's actually going to have a topic to talk about. James, you're on Free Talk Live. And he's
Conan, the toilet paper boy delivery man.
And dog food and cat food, don't forget.
When I was watching the local news in Boise, Idaho yesterday, and it broadcast a story from Bend, Oregon, ICU unit, and a good doctor with a mask on was literally begging, imploring everybody in the viewing audience to wear their mask because at her job, the ICU is overloaded, maxed out with COVID patients, of which a number of them died the night before and were on their deathbed at that very moment. So should I take your non-doctor's advice and listen to a man that grew up, obviously, in the lower west side of the bell curve, otherwise known as South Florida, like you?
Central Florida.
Yeah, the same thing. It's even more redneck. Explains your lack of education and perspective. Take a shot at me. Let me respond anytime.
Hey, you know what?
The question.
I'm from Mississippi. It's more redneck than both of those places.
With a doctor being hysterical, or are you just a stupid retard conspiracy theorist, brain dead loser?
Yeah, do you think I get all of my information from just Google searches?
Answer the question.
Let me tell you a little bit about my background.
With a doctor being hysterical.
My father is a retired cardiologist. My mother is a retired RN.
What's the doctor in the IC unit?
Both are against this nonsense. Both have told me plenty of stories about the people who work in these industries. Yes, you're going to have people who are all on board. Yes, you're going to have people who are telling people not to smoke and then are going out to their smoke break.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're going to have a lot of bureaucrats who are all about, all you got to do is follow that money. They're the ones, when you had this the South Florida walk away, where you had doctors out protesting, just what you're talking about, James. This the
70 doctors or
75 doctors walked out. Of course, misleading, very misleading. This came out yesterday. It was just a protest. They all went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, but yes, you're going to have people in these industries who are going to claim that the unvaccinated are causing all of the issues. They're causing all the problems. Here's the truth of the matter. They want to go back to normal too. And they believe, because they've been told by snake oil salesmen like Fauci, that the only way to go back to normal is to take the vaccines and to wear these masks. No, the death rate hasn't skyrocketed. No, there's not dead people out in the ditch when I came here to work tonight.
Yes, but to be fair, you didn't answer the question about...
Which was what?
About whether the doctor who was crying in the ICU is hysterical.
You're going to have weak people out there who are going to listen to the mainstream, and they're going to believe everything they've been told, and they're going to... And the thing about...
But his ICU was full.
Yeah, probably 10 beds out of 100 beds. That's how they set the ICU beds up. It's not the whole damn hospital. You tell me that the whole hospital is full, and people are being sent away, and they're having to actually leave and go to another hospital. How many of those situations are taking place, James? No, they probably have 3 damn ICU beds in the whole hospital, and probably all 3 of them are filled because you know what? The hospital doesn't want empty beds because they lose money that way, you idiot.
James, do you have a response? Oh, I hit the hold button. James, do you have a response?
Yes, I stand by everything I just said about Conan.
Yeah, we had you muted the entire time,
boy.
So...
I know that.
Okay.
I'm answering your question, of which he had to be implored to answer a simple yes or no answer. And, of course, his stock and trade answer, being the skull F that he is a conspiracy theory. Oh, she wants the money. They're in it for the money. There are only 3 bedrooms in a Ben Horgan ICU, which is not a potent town like Keene. You're a complete loser. You are an absolute...
Well, thank you at least for having an actual dialogue with us
James in a long time, I got to say.
Very calm. Yeah. I think he's been planning that one. He probably didn't drink tonight.
He drank tonight.
Not enough.
Look, just because they can find some doctor to go cry on television doesn't mean booed.
Yeah, two weeks ago was some lady in Alabama who had the same exact message.
I never considered that reality that, you know, when you say the ICU beds are full, I'm like, oh, man, that does sound bad. But, yes, I've been to hospitals before, and they don't have a whole lot of ICU beds because most of their patients that are going to come in and out don't need intensive care.
Correct. And I just drove by our hospital here in Keene. They only have one of them. The parking lot is empty. There's no one in there.
Yeah.
How many ICU beds are there at Cheshire County?
Not sure. Probably 10 out of the whole building.
It'd be worth looking into. But I certainly don't know the answer. When we get back, as promised, this MSNBC author wants you to know that she's conflicted about getting the booster shot. But that's not going to stop her. And neither is the lack of science backing the need for a booster shot. More about that coming up, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us at 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan. We're talking about this article from NBC. But if you want to call in and weigh in on it, 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. That's 603-283-6160 because this poor author is so conflicted with emotions, and the possibility of a booster shot makes her even more conflicted. And she has no idea how the booster campaign will alter current mandates and regimens from cities, states, and businesses that require people to be vaccinated for employment or access to services. And that's another really good question. You know, businesses that require you to be vaccinated, are they going to require you to have a booster shot? If so, how long? Do they?
Yes, I suspect they will.
I suspect they will as well.
And they'll give you some time window.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're going to be okay with you if you've gotten two shots, right? Like you get to keep your job if you've got the second shot, and they're going to tell you, okay, within the next 4 months or whatever, you've got to get a third one.
Yep.
Or three months or whatever arbitrary time frame.
And then in another 4 months, a fourth one.
Oh, yeah. They're going to keep pushing this stuff.
Well,
there are
four entries on your Vax card that they hand you out.
Oh, it's going to go way beyond four, man.
It's going to be a booklet. It's going to be like a passport. you get a stamp from every country you've been to.
Pfizer, there's an article coming out from Israel that I want to talk about. But in there, they mentioned that Pfizer has a mechanism in place where from the rise of a new variant that can resist the vaccine, within 35 days, they will have a new version of the vaccine for that variant. So they're already planning for it. They know the variants are coming. They've already created all of the industrial mechanism they will need to pump out a new vaccine in 35 days.
Money.
Pumping that money.
Why did the CIA leave Afghanistan?
They don't need the poppies anymore.
Why did Big Pharma leave? Exactly. Well, now they've got their fentanyl, which they make in the laboratory.
Yeah.
And they've got this. They don't need to. They don't need to grow poppies anymore. No. How do you like
good
that?
Point. But I knew though. But I do know. This is the author speaking. That any changes made without a full federal mandate or its equivalent maintains the current paradigm in which vaccination is deemed a personal choice rather than a public health necessity.
Oh, yeah, this is a push, this person and others pushing for mandates, a federal mandate, and there's not going to be, a lessening amount of voices pushing for this. You're going to hear more and more of this fear-mongering, and we want mandates, is what they're going to say.
Once the FDA eventually grants full approval to the vaccine, so this article did not come out yesterday or today, the absence of clear guidance is going to seem more and more like a punt by the federal government during the worst public health crisis that anyone alive can remember.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I would suggest that the HIV epidemic was a significantly worse public health crisis than COVID-19, but hey, what do I know?
Well,
it's unsustainable.
Did she say lifetime? Maybe she's
that
only
anyone
she
alive
did,
yeah. can remember. So anyone alive.
Yeah, but what is her age?
Does it matter? She says it's anyone, Conan.
If she's 20 years old, she does it all.
She said anyone alive.
All right.
And includes the 80-year-olds.
According to a Yahoo News YouGov poll conducted in mid-July, about 60% of fully vaccinated Americans say, yes, hit me with a third shot.
60%?
Yeah, so, I mean,
bull crap. Bill Maher just came out the other night. He's got both of the shots, and he says no way he's taking a third shot.
Really?
He's one of the 40% who said no, I won't take a third shot.
And I've heard this, and I'm turning it on its head because I believe that these people will collapse.
Mm-hmm.
They will bend the knee to this third shot. But right now, it ain't no 60% saying they'll get the third. It's more like 60% saying, I am not going to get the third. I've already followed your rules, been wearing your mask for 15, 16 months. Nah. No, brah, it's over.
Well, if you don't get the shot, you don't get to go out to eat. You don't get to go to the theater.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more resistance to the mask mandate. So I'm happy to hear that 40% of fully vaccinated Americans said they won't get a third shot. Hmm. But, you know, my experience with people is, I mean, they at least don't want to wear the masks again. And whether or not they actually will,
they're
going
to do what they're told.
They're going to do it if they can only go back to normal, which they're being promised once again.
This time, we'll go back to normal.
Yep.
Disobey. One more time.
So this author says 60% of fully vaccinated Americans say, yes, I'll take a third shot. I'm one of them. I will gladly get a third dose if that's what keeps me and the people around me safe from Delta.
Wait, hold on. See, back to that stupid number. They haven't even gotten 60% of the whole population of the U.S. to get fully vaccinated.
I think the U.S. is closer to 70%.
No. It's like 50% one shot. Fully vaccinated, I'm sorry. Yes, fully vaccinated is only like 50%.
Okay.
So where is she pulling this 60% number?
60% of fully vaccinated Americans.
All right.
It's a poll of the fully vaccinated.
Thank you for clarification. That does make sense. I apologize.
I'm one of them. I will gladly get a third dose if that's what keeps me and the people around me safe from Delta and prevents another variant from developing.
Yeah.
Even as she talks about how immoral it is for the federal government to even implement boosters, considering the poor Africans have a 2% vaccination rate, she's still going to line up and get the third shot. But in doing so, I know that's one more shot diverted from the roughly $10 billion pledged needed to get 70% of the world vaccinated, the goal the World Health Organization has set to finally say the pandemic is over. So the World Health Organization has set a deadline for the pandemic. When 70% of the world is vaccinated against COVID-19, and as we're learning, that now takes at minimum 3 shots, they will finally say the pandemic is over.
Whatever, basically, never. Lady, whoever you are who wrote this article, as long as you continue to think the way that you are and continue to bend your knee to this, these special vaccines for every single variant that comes out will never go away, ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Wait until you hear this last statement from her. It's a pretty selfish feeling, and given the questions about whether a third shot is even scientifically necessary, I hope I'm not being pushed toward the unethical choice. Even though she admits that there are questions about whether a third shot is even scientifically necessary, and the government that she loves and adores said, hey, yeah, there's no evidence that this is going to help, she's still gladly going to get a third dose. It's all about just how afraid she is.
Yeah, sure.
And doing anything and everything she can to make that fear go away.
The girl who called from California talking about how to deal with her friends, you know, if they, I could tell some people, like James, for example, who called in.
Sure.
There's no way you are ever going to convince him. He is so beyond fixing.
Well, he doesn't even listen.
But this girl, the fact that she even said that, she's like, you know what? Even though there's real no science that proves that this works, you know, I'm going to take it anyways. She is halfway there. If you could just get her over the rest of the bridge and convince her to actually look at the data, look at the actual stats, to follow the money, maybe you can convince her to wake up, pull her head out of the sand, because she's halfway there already.
In her own article, she said that the CDC isn't able to prove that a third dose would be any more effective in preventing severe outcomes than the current two-dose series.
And yet she's still going to take it. Because
yes, the next to the last paragraph of this article is, I will gladly get a third dose.
That doesn't sound like halfway there to me. That sounds like somebody who's completely bought hook, line, and sinker this whole propaganda.
No, she's a fence sitter. She's in the middle.
No,
she doesn't know
she's
what.
Not a fence she's sitter. Doing mental gymnastics so that she can't see the obvious contradictions here.
She's advocating total obedience and a mandatory vaccination.
Which is horrible.
From the federal government. She's just saying, gosh, I sure do feel bad about those Africans.
Yeah, but that's all this is.
The people I'm saying that you're never going to reach are the ones who believe that this booster will work.
But
they believe that the other two
work. It.
No, she doesn't. She just said she doesn't
believe
it.
But she also
does. She doesn't believe it.
She does. She says, I'm one of them. I will gladly get a third dose if that's what keeps me and the people around me safe from Delta and prevents another variant from developing.
Meanwhile, the sentence right before that, she says there's no proof.
Yes, but it doesn't matter.
It's about belief.
She believes.
She doesn't believe in this. She believes in her government. She believes in the
CDC.
Whatever
it is, it's a faith-based thing. This is a religious belief system.
These people need Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
Jesus, you've transferred over for Fauci, Lord and Savior, or priest, High Priest Fauci.
It's the same thing as talking to a dyed-in-the-wool Christian. You can point out all the contradictions in the Bible that you want to. You're not going to convert them away from it, for the most part. And this woman is the same thing. You can point out all of the contradictions. Look, the vaccines aren't working. Well, it's okay, I'll get another one, and maybe it'll work harder. You know,
Well, you could put people who vote in that category.
Sure.
Vote harder. So, you didn't get the guy you wanted? You get him next time, maybe.
But we do know what she believes in regard to the vaccines and COVID-19 because she tells us. She tells us that a third dose, she believes it is what will keep her and the people around her safe from Delta and that it will prevent another variant from developing.
And if someone in so-called authority tells her that she's going to need a fourth dose and a fifth dose and a sixth dose in order to keep people safe, she will roll up her sleeve and
she'll
blog about it.
And she will gladly, she'll feel bad about it.
And she'll change
poor Africans.
And she'll change her Facebook picture to her getting her shot.
Yep.
You damn virtue signaler.
Man, I hate that so much.
Ugh.
And I hate the ones that say, I have a healthy distrust of authority and I'm vaccinated. Those exist now.
What?
You haven't seen them?
No.
Oh, that's horrible. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.